tech segment this Thursday? Hey, forget that. How about no tech? The 24/7 connectivity of the internet and computers, cell phones, PDAs, Bluetooth earpieces has kind of crept up on us here in the civilized world. And at least one brave soul in America has decided to see if the digital internet blanket can actually be thrown off without causing some life-threatening cultural chills. Grown-ups and professors will call him a graphic novelist, but of course he may call himself a cartoonist. James Sturm joins us now. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
You've actually decided to throw off your internet blanket. Explain what you're doing.
Well, I did decide to take a four-month leave of absence from the internet. The feelings you had described earlier about that anxiety about when you're away from the computer were I was experiencing, and it was really feeling like an intense addiction. And when I was away from my computer, I was always thinking about how you know the next moment I'd be able to get back onto it. Felt it was certainly diminishing my ability to sink into a deeper place in terms of having to generate new work as a cartoonist and writer. And I decided to take a four-month leave of absence.
All right. Well, James Sturm is the author of Market Day. He's the director of the Center for Cartoon Studies in White River Junction, Vermont. And James has been chronicling his web-free experiences every couple of weeks for Slate.com. Now, I'm thinking, as a cartoonist, you know, as an artist, you don't need the computer to do that kind of work. But as a freelancer, to be unconnected, it must be something of a huge headache.
Well, you know, I don't do a lot of freelance work, so in that sense,
it's
not the biggest headache. I mean, in some ways, as an illustrator, it is very helpful. In fact, you know, like this week's or the upcoming Slate column, I needed to draw a picture of a Transformer robot, and you know, usually I would just Google image Transformer robot, and I'd have you know, hundreds of images of robots to choose from. And instead, I had to spend a few hours tracking down a picture of a transformer. So in that way, it does become a hassle.
And you can't email your column to Slate.com, right?
No,
I cannot
email my column.
Explain how you get it.
This is This is actually a question I address in the next column because it's one of the questions I get most often. I have what I jokingly refer to as my Shabbos Goy, Pat, one of my students, who I write my column, I put it on a thumb drive, and he actually sends it in.
Oh, that's cheating, dude. That
yeah,
is totally cheating. Have you ever heard of snail mail?
I have heard of snail mail. I guess we could do that, I suppose. But I think in the larger sense, there's a spirit of the column that I feel I am abiding by. Although these questions do come up because the web has burrowed so deeply into our lives. You know, for instance, we have a Roku device that attaches the internet to our television set. And although I won't go online for the Netflix on demand and put anything on the queue anymore, when my wife is watching the television set, like, well, is that a DVD, or is she, you know, streaming offline, and is it, you know, permissible for me to sit down and watch that?
Now, does this make you a really annoying person to have around the house if everybody else is still online?
So far, it's been, it hasn't been as bad. You know, I really thought going into this, I'd have plenty to write about in terms of, you know, the discord in the house and angry coworkers and people annoyed with me. But for the most part, people are very supportive and are curious about how it's going.
Well, let's get into some of the details. Look into your heart now, your sort of breathing rate. Has this slowed you down in any way? Has it changed your sort of rhythms and your sense of attention and distraction?
Oh, I mean, without a doubt. I mean, I'd wake up in the morning and, like, the first thing I'd want to do is open up my computer and see what emails had poured in overnight. And now I don't do that anymore. You know, I just came out with this book, Market Day, and usually, like, a new book keeps me glued to the computer, like, wanting to read reviews and how it's being received. And then what happens is, you know, this that process, you know, I should feel some pride. You know, you work very hard. You have a
right.
new book out. And then all of a sudden, you know, the computer helps you feel, you know, you feel very vain about it. And then the vanity gives way to shame. I was just in New York City last weekend at one of these big comic book conventions, Smoka Festival, it's called. And usually at these things, I'm very anxious. And this time, I just enjoyed the ride.
Wow.
And if people complimented my book, I didn't, like, recoil. And I think part of the reasons I recoiled is because of that kind of, I don't know, feeling vain and shameful about tracking this thing all day long.
Well James, you're doing this for 4 months, right? Is that the idea?
Excuse me, can you repeat that?
You're doing this for 4 months, right?
4 months, exactly.
And you're about 3 weeks, you're about a month into it, right?
About a month into it.
Any chance that you'll just give it up altogether? Basically just like, forget the 4 months, I'm doing this forever.
Well, yes, I think there is. I think it would not help with, I do help run a school. I don't think that is possible. But I could see, being off for 3 weeks out of a month, or being on every other month. And
well,
I have to figure that kind of stuff out.
Well, you're a brave soul there, Mr. James Sturm. Cartoonist, recent book Market Day, director of the Center for Cartoon Studies in White River Junction, Vermont, going cold turkey off the internet with a little bit of help. Thanks, James.
All right. Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.